Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
One more day, and then it's up to the voters. They head to the polls tomorrow to cast ballots for president, for the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts, and for the state's members of Congress. The latest poll shows just how close the Senate race is. The Boston Herald UMass Lowell survey shows among all registered voters, Democrat Elizabeth Warren leads Republican Senator Scott Brown by 2 points. But among likely voters, Brown leads by 1 point. For one final look at the race this morning, we're joined now by our political team, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And good morning to Republican Todd Dombke. Good morning.
Good to be with you.
Let's start this way. President Obama widely expected to carry Massachusetts, with most recent polls showing it'll be a 15 to 18 point margin between the president and Mitt Romney in Massachusetts. But that's half of what some earlier polls showed for the state. So how's that affect the Senate race between Senator Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren? Dan, you first.
I think President Obama will win the state by at least 20 points. Scott Brown is saying, vote the man, not the party. Elizabeth Warren is saying, vote the woman and the party. Obama will help her because she's now running as a Democrat trying to stop Republicans from taking over the Senate.
Looks like President Obama will win the state with about the same percentage he got in 2008 against John McCain. Then he won 61% to 38%. While Obama is not more popular now than he was in 2008, Romney seems a little less popular than McCain was 4 years ago in Massachusetts. You know, with Romney under 40% in polls here, we can't consider him a favorite son. He's more like an ex-son-in-law. But for Scott Brown to win, he needs a lot of ticket splitters. But both a Globe poll and the Herald poll had 14% of Obama voters backing Brown. Now, if Obama carries the state by over 60%, Brown would need to get not 14% of Obama voters, but something around 20%. And that's difficult to do.
In Massachusetts, voters have shown themselves willing to vote at the top of the ticket for a Democrat, but then vote for a Republican down the ticket, for example, governor, in order to create some political balance for Massachusetts. Right. Do you see that happening this time or not happening here?
Well, let's keep in mind, in the last 40 years, only three Republicans have won re-election statewide: Governor Weld, Governor Scilucci, Treasurer Joe Malone. The Globe poll also found that 5% of Romney supporters will vote for Elizabeth Warren. So not all ticket splitters go for Brown, but at least three times as many do.
Dan.
Well, there'll be a fair amount of ticket splitting, but not enough to prevent Brown from being dragged down by the man whose name he will not speak. I speak, of course, of Mitt Romney. Right now we have Chris Christie running with Obama in New Jersey, Bloomberg running with him in New York, and Scott Brown running with him in Massachusetts. Republicans in this part of the world don't want to be seen with Romney, and that's telling.
I was at a Brown rally this weekend, and they played that video, you know, launching the end of his campaign. The word Republican completely missing from the video, the word independent or independence mentioned several times.
Yes, and Brown knows full well that being a Republican in Massachusetts is a losing hand.
Which leads to this question. Unenrolled voters, independent voters, so to speak, 53% in Massachusetts, way outnumbering Democrats and Republicans. What do the recent polls tell us about how the independents view this Senate race?
They're sort of in the middle. They're not as partisan as Democrats or as partisan as Republicans. But in this state, independents tend to vote Democratic. That's why we have so many Democrats holding office.
Recent polls, though, here, like the public policy polling firm, had Brown winning independents about 60-40. Now, in most states, that would mean a Brown victory. But Massachusetts has three times as many Democrats as Republicans. So if Warren keeps the support of 84% of her Democratic base, that's what the same poll showed her having right now, she would win the election. So Brown has a big lead with independents, but it's not big enough yet.
Big turning points in this campaign for Brown and Warren, Todd.
Warren spending over a month trying to explain her claim that she was 1/32nd Cherokee, and Brown running a TV spot for a month that had his wife claiming that he was the most understanding of women of any man she knows. You know, right then we should have known that this contest would not rise to the level of the Lincoln-Douglas debates. And then at the Warren-Brown debates, we'll remember Brown saying Elizabeth Warren did not look like a person of color, And we'll remember Warren saying Brown did not look like an independent, you know, but they sounded like they were parroting lines from their pollsters. The last turning point was when Brown attacked Warren personally for her legal work on an asbestos case. He went too far in attacking with innuendo, and it backfired.
Well, for Warren, there were a couple of turning points. She's raised a ton of money month after month. Money talks, and it said that people wanted the Kennedy seat, if I may say so, back in Democratic hands. Secondly, I think a turning point was her winning the state convention and knocking another Democrat off the ballot. There's been a tendency in the past for delegates to let minor candidates get on the ballot, but not this time. It said Elizabeth Warren had a strong hold in the Democratic establishment. And the third is their last debate, which didn't happen. Brown, for some reason, decided he had more to lose than to gain by having that last debate. And so he made it seem as though he had an important bus tour he had to do instead of the debate.
To underline your Ted Kennedy point, at a Warren union rally that I went to in the town of Auburn over the weekend, the mention of Ted Kennedy's name got as big a cheer as when Elizabeth Warren took the stage herself at the rally. What was the biggest lost opportunity for each of these campaigns?
Well, I can't for the life of me figure out why Warren didn't hammer Brown on his refusal to even say Mitt Romney's name. She never used Romney as a baseball bat to beat Brown on the head.
For Brown, his lost opportunity was not defining what it meant to be independent and bipartisan. You know, those aren't just magical words. You need to explain why being independent and bipartisan can mean getting results for the state and nation. And for Warren, I think a lost opportunity was not building on her reputation as an advocate for consumers. You know, she didn't turn her past advocacy into a kind of Mrs. Smith goes to Washington type of appeal. Instead, she sounded like either a professor or a politician, not a reformer.
Republican Todd Dottke, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.
Same to you, Democrat Dan Payne.
Always glad to help.
You can read Dan and Todd's spot-on take on this race and the other campaigns they've written about on our website, WBUR.org. And join us all tomorrow for our special election coverage. It's tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m.